From the Heart, June 7. Slow to Learn. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Christ was the foundation of the whole system of Jewish worship, and in it was shadowed forth the living reality, the manifestation of God in Christ. Through the sacrificial system, all could see Christ's personality and look forward to their divine Savior. But when he stood before them representing the invisible God, for in him dwelt all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, they were not able to discern his divine character because of their want of spirituality. Their own prophets had foretold him as a deliverer. But though his character and mission had been so plainly delineated, though he came unto his own received him not. Occasionally, divinity flashed through humanity. The glory escaped through the disguise of the flesh and brought forth an expression of homage from his disciples. But it was not until Christ ascended to his Father, not until the descent of the Holy Spirit, that the disciples fully appreciated the character and the mission of Christ. After the baptism of the Holy Spirit, they began to realize that they had been in the very presence of the Lord of life and glory. As the Holy Spirit brought the sayings of Christ to their remembrance, their understanding was opened to comprehend the prophecies, to understand the mighty miracles which he had wrought. They seemed of much less importance in their own eyes after their awakening to the fact that Christ had been among them than they did before they realized this. They never wearied of rehearsing every item which had come under their notice in connection with his words and works. They were often filled with remorse at their stupidity and unbelief and misapprehension as they recalled his lessons of instruction, which they had but dimly understood when he had spoken them in their presence, and which now came to them as a fresh revelation. The Scriptures became a new book to them. The disciples remembered that Christ had said, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." The word was to be their guide and director. As the disciples searched Moses and the prophets, which testified of Christ, they were brought into fellowship with the Deity and learned anew of their great Teacher, who had ascended to heaven to complete the work which he had begun upon earth.